This Mixed Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. Welcome into Mix Sunday Morning for Sunday, July 16th, 2023. I'm Greg Wyckoff. In the studio with me, Miss Leslie Swindle Lucas. Leslie, it is, it's an honor, a blessing to have you.
Thank you.
You've been a blessing in my life, and we'll get to that later on, but this show is not about me, and this show is only gone where it's gone because of wonderful people like you that sit here, call in, Zoom in, because everybody has a story.
That's right. We all do, Greg. And I appreciate you for having me on this morning. So I'm Leslie Swindle Lucas. I am from Sylacauga. Went through grade school, graduated high school from class of 2002. And my parents were Joe and Janet Swindle. I have three siblings, Tamara, Katie, and Gardner. And my mother passed away when I was 13, and my amazing father raised the four of us, and shortly after that got married, and then I got married when I was 19 and moved off to Southern Union. Mm-hmm. And was in the show choir there. And enjoyed that very much.
Did
and
not know that.
I did. I sang in the show choir for 2 years. It was a lot of fun. And after that, we moved back. My ex-husband at the time, we moved back to Sylacauga. And I had we had a beautiful daughter, Lily Catherine. Mm-hmm. She was born in 2005. And then shortly after that, we had our second daughter, Sarah Alexis, Lexi. And my father, shortly after, well, about 5 years ago, passed away, Joe. I'm sure a lot of people from Sylacauga know him very well.
Yes.
And he passed away, and that was a huge time in my life of grief. And then here recently, this past year has been a struggle as well, as my ex-husband and I divorced and went through a lot of pain and hurt. And by God's grace, you know, I can stand here today that says, you know, that God is faithful and that he will help you to get over those mountains, and that he's always there. So with my two girls, they're amazing. Lily Kate will be a senior this year at Sylacauga High School, and she is the joy of my life. I call her my angel baby. I lost a child before I had Lily Kate. And very scary moment for me. And then having her just took all that pain away. And I knew when I laid my eyes on her that she was my angel. And she always has been. And she is doing very well in school and involved in everything. She's my little social butterfly, that's for sure. And then my youngest, Lexi, is in the eighth grade at Nichols Lawson. Mm-hmm. She is captain of the cheer squad. And mm-hmm. I call her my little sunshine. Mm-hmm. She is a ball of energy and the joy of my life as well. So I'm blessed with two amazing, beautiful girls. And I'm just honored to be here this morning with you to discuss and talk about all the courage and the, just so many trials that I've been through, and that God's given me that courage once again to stand here today, that God is faithful, and never question that, because sometimes God removes us from situations and people and places because that's part of his plan. You may think that everything is falling apart, but actually it's falling into his place.
And that's
that is something that is very strong to me, because as humans, we think, you know, oh, how can we do this? And it's never going to go our way. And this is what we want. And this is how we think it should be. And then you just have to sit back and let God and give it to God and let Him carry you through it. And that's easier said than done sometimes. I can remember, you know, laying in bed this past, you know, year going through my divorce and, you know, asking God why, you know, and even with so many things, you know, with my father passing and my mother, and I've had two miscarriages and just so much trial and tribulations for me just as a 39-year-old. But I can sit here and, you know, and as humans, we do question, you know, we question God and everything. So it's good to know that we can know His goodness and stand and be faithful in His word.
When we come back, we're going to listen to the word, because you have a verse or some verses to share with us. And I'm excited to hear about those, because I feel they may have carried you through some days in life. And that's going to be really cool to listen to that. So we'll be back with Miss Leslie Swindle Lucas right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. In the studio with us, Miss Leslie Swindle Lucas. Leslie, thank you for sharing your life with us, because I know sometimes life is not easy to talk about, especially with some of the trials and tribulations we go through. But the one thing that's why I knew you'd be an amazing guest, because it's like, yeah, it happened, but you know what? God got me through it.
That's right.
And He does. You know, like I've told kids year after year after year, and I still tell them when they come in here that, you know, Satan wants you in the corner. He wants to tell you you're worthless. You mean nothing. Nobody loves you. And all we have to do is trust the Lord.
That's right.
Because you're right. Like you said it. You said you didn't know. You thought you were picking up pieces, but it wasn't. It was God putting the puzzle together.
That's right.
He just needed those pieces to finish His puzzle and His plan.
That's right. We have to realize that, you know, as I said before, that, you know, that God will carry us through this, and you would just have to wait and see what his plan is, what His final puzzle piece is. And I work at Sylacauga High School. I've been there for, let's see, 16 years. And it's an amazing opportunity for me to work with young students. And I'm in the multi-needs room, and it's such a gift. I have a lot of people that say, how can you do this every day? And it's truly a blessing. And it's definitely something that you have a calling for. That's for sure. And you never know what you're going to get with these sweet babies that I work with. But they are a joy to me, and it's amazing for me to be in that mindset of young children and help, you know, build them, you know, as it's just not always, you know, right and wrong to say, you know, as Christ is a public school system, but, you know, when Christ is in your heart, it's, you know, it's just where you come from.
Well, you brought a verse to share with us.
I did. I brought several verses with you. So one of my favorites is out of Deuteronomy. It's 131. There you saw how the Lord your God carried you, as a father carries his son, all the way you went until you reached his place. And so that's showing, you know, that the Lord will carry you, even though you have no idea that he is. And that's what's amazing. You know, you could be at your weakest moment and on your hands and knees, you know, crying out to him, and God is carrying you. And that's a comfort to know. Through everything that you go through. I also have some other favorites that my siblings and I are very close, as we have both lost both of our parents and been through so much together. We text each other quite often and communicate. And my sister and I do a daily devotion together every day. And it's what gets me going in the morning. And I also have a man that I'm seeing, and we do a devotion together as well in the morning. And I encourage everyone to wake up in the morning and to read the gospel together and to share and discuss it. And one of the ones that I've enjoyed is Mark 11:24. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that, and you have received it, and it will be yours. So I believe that when you do pray, that, you know, that if you truly believe it and truly believe in God's word, whether it is in not in the form that you want it, but in God's form, but that prayer will be answered. I'm going to share another one with you out of John 16:33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, and you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. And that is so powerful because we all, everyone has a story. Everyone has been through something, and everyone has pain and has been through suffer in their lives. But God has overcome this world. And to know that we're all going to face trouble, even tomorrow, today, even though we're not feeling anything today. But, you know, as Christians, we go through that roller coaster where it's not always going to be easy. But keeping that faith and knowing that God will overcome us and overcome the world is quite comforting to know.
And we may have tough days, but we will never have to drag a cross after we've been beaten, whipped, spit on, and accused wrongly nailed to it on a hill. And we're going to make it
because
he did that for us.
We are.
So, you know, if you're listening this morning, you know what Leslie's gone through. You know, you've heard stories what I've gone through in my life, but it's nothing for what Christ did for us.
That's exactly
right. And it's through that power and through that name that I was able to get back up.
That's right.
And I know that you were able to get back up through that name.
That's right.
Well, all right, we'll come back with more because now it's my time to talk about you in the next segment.
Oh,
Miss Leslie Swindle Lucas, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. Miss Leslie Swindle Lucas in the studio with us, and we've heard her talk about her life, some Bible verses that helped her in life, and now it's time for me to talk about you and why I asked you to come on the show. You know, I always bring people in, whether it's kids, adults, or whatever, because whether it's a season in life or lifelong friendships, God puts people in your life to help you along the way.
Correct.
And I brought you in here to thank you for all the help you gave me in the Bubba's program at First Methodist, because I miss those days.
I do too, Greg. I
really miss them. And nobody really understands when I said, what is it like? It's like kicking an ant bed over. It really was in that room. But those kids got it.
They did.
They know, and they still know to this day. And I just wanted to thank you for giving me the opportunity, because I know I was not the best teacher. I bucked the system sometimes, but
I was right there with you.
But they knew Jesus.
That's what's most important.
That's what they. So thank you for giving me that opportunity. Thank you for supporting me in all those years.
Well, that was working with you with Bubba's and First United Methodist Church, and at that time I was the children's director, and that was just a surprise job for me in itself. I woke up one day and, you know, the pastor at the time, James Haskins, gives me a call, and he's like, hey, you know, you've helped us so much. Would you like to, you know, kind of fill in and be children's director for a little while? And I was like, sure. And then 11 years later, still there. And it was such a blessing and fulfilled me in so many different ways. And I'm sure, you know, with that with you, and you just never know how you're going to feed someone through Christ, especially through children's eyes, to see the love of Christ and to mold them and to shape them into the word of the Lord, and to make them to be as the best Christian, you know, that they can be at that time.
And you get guests on the show. I had Jeremy Camp on the show.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to tell Jeremy that, you know, when you hear sixth graders singing their song, and I would just go out in the hallway and I'd really tears would go down my face because they were worshiping the Lord. And for somebody as big as Jeremy Camp is, for people as big as Colton Dixon is, building 429,
yes,
that they're little sixth, yes, graders that are, they're pouring their hearts out singing.
And you can really see the love of Jesus through those children's eyes and through their hearts. And, you know, and my most powerful way of worshiping the Lord is through song. I have several songs that have helped me through everything. And with the children, when I did that for 11 years, we always started out in song. And it just kind of gets your mojo going, you know, and getting ready, you know, to praise the Lord and worship through song is definitely one of my ways to get me in the presence of the Lord.
So does that mean next time you come on the show, you're singing on the show?
It's been a hot minute since I sang, but I might can whip something up for you.
But you messed up before we went on air, and you did tell me that you do have some radio experience.
Well, when I was a little girl, so...
It still counts.
It does. My Aunt Judy, my dad's sister in College Station, had a radio station for years, and when we would travel down there, my Aunt Judy and Uncle Bob would let us talk on the radio, and it was so much fun. And to be sitting here with you this morning and doing this definitely brings back some memories for me. So,
well, all right, I'm ready for the next segment because I label it impromptu, but I know what it is. But it's a pop question to you.
Oh.
And like I say, it's like a Coke can. When you shake it up and you pop that top, what happens?
Gotcha.
And the spirit of that Bubba Room, the Holy Spirit that was in that room is in this room.
I believe it. I truly believe it.
And I can't wait to see. I can't wait to hear what comes out of you. All right?
All right.
I love that snigger. Like, yeah, whatever. We'll be back with Miss Leslie Swindle Lucas right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. I hope you're enjoying the show, whether it's Sunday morning or on the podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. Thank you for all your comments. And like I said, it's because I have wonderful guests on the show. And again, this morning, Miss Leslie Swindle Lucas is in here with me. And this is the serious part of the show because I like to laugh some and I do some serious stuff. But, and I ask this every week, the same question, but I love the different answers.
Is this when you're going to make me cry, Greg?
You may cry on this one.
Okay. All right. I'm ready.
But, you know, we live in a battered and tattered world.
We do.
We live in a world where everything is okay. Right and wrong is out the door. You know, it's really not, do I choose God or do I choose the devil? Because you're choosing okay and you're really choosing the devil, but you don't know it.
Correct.
And people struggle in that. They struggle in their decisions. They make decisions that they cause their own grief.
Yes, I truly believe that.
What can you tell somebody out there today that is searching for an answer, that they're back against the wall? Maybe something didn't go right in their life, tragedy in their life. What can you tell them this morning that will help them in their next step in life?
I truly believe that you call upon Jesus, and Jesus, his name is so powerful. Mm-hmm. And you have to say Jesus, because you call on his name and his presence is here. And then I also say that one day at a time, so many people look at the future and they're worried about days to come. Let's just focus on today. Let's focus on this moment. What can we do right now to make it where we're going to be okay? And if people continue to stress and to worry about days in and days out, you know, when you need to focus on the moment itself and focus on this moment that God's given you right now. And I believe that when you call upon Jesus' name, and that was one of the songs that is very powerful that speaks to me, I would just sing it over and over and over again in my head. But I truly believe that when you call on Jesus' name to help you, to guide you, to give you that comfort, that strength, to help you make it to that next moment for the next day. But at that time, focus on that day. Don't try not to worry about tomorrow or 6 months from now or a year from now. You need to focus on how can I get through this moment today.
That's right. That's biblical because the Bible tells us tomorrow, worry about today. Tomorrow
exactly
has enough
right.
worry of its own.
That's exactly right.
You just
right.
got to take care of today. And we only make it through the day because right. of Jesus.
That's correct. That's something that I truly, truly believe in and has so much power, you know, in it.
Well, it did in my life because I have the burning bush story from my life.
Yes.
When a prayer was prayed mm-hmm. in a room, and I haven't shared that on the show. I'll share it one day. But I physically saw what happened when you pray in the name of Jesus. It's powerful.
Yeah, it is.
And I think people, just like you shared in your verse, you have to, when you pray, you have to believe.
Oh, you truly do.
Because the Bible says if you don't believe it, it's like throwing it out on the rolling waves.
That's right. And you will not receive it. So as you, and you see people that, you know, just, you know, pray and just take it, you know, kind of like off their shoulders, you know, and with a grain of salt. And if you don't truly believe in Jesus' name and truly know that he's going to heal you and help you move forward, I never thought I would be where I am today without Jesus, without his love and support and his faithfulness. And he's made me the woman I am today, and I strongly do believe in that.
Well, amen. I thank you for taking the time to come. I thank you for sharing, because some things are not easy to share. But as long as we know the Lord is on the throne.
That's correct.
And it may have shaken our life a little bit. It doesn't shake the throne.
It does not.
So if we lean on that throne, we're A-OK.
That's right, Greg. Thank you so much for having me on this morning.
Miss Leslie Swindle Lucas on Mix Sunday Night. Now it's time for the Suit Up Ministry Minute by Dr. Jeff Springer.
This is a Suiting Up Minute with Jeff Springer. And how many times have you set your sights on a goal only to find yourself falling short or missing the target? Disappointment is part of life. A friend once told me that in the good times or bad times, the statement, "This too shall pass," works in all situations. I don't know about you, but I don't really find a whole lot of comfort in that. But in Romans 8:28, I do find a more appropriate answer. Paul tells his disciples, "We know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, those who are called according to his purpose." In the midst of disappointment or failures, it is hard to see God's purpose. But remembering that Paul places emphasis on his purpose versus ours allows us to pick up the pieces and persevere. Trials, disappointments, and failures, men, we all go through them. But God does not want us to waver. Men, get in the game. Today is game day. And so is every day God gives you. So come on, men, suit up. To follow the Suit Up Movement, go to twitter.com/suitupministry, all one word, or go to suitupministries.org for contact information.
That's Suit Up Ministries, and this is Mix Sunday Morning. Wow, another week in the books for Mix Sunday Morning. Thank you for spending the last 3 hours with me. We got a little bit to go, a few more songs. I want to thank Robo Motors, Silicaga Handicap, Mr. Dickie Wright. God bless you, brother, for being the sponsor of this show. I mean, God has done... He's done a lot, and he's doing a lot in this show. And it's not me, as I said. It's just amazing to sit back and watch what he's doing. Thank you again to a wonderful guest this week, Miss Leslie Swindle Lucas. You know, God bless you for coming in and spending the time and sharing your heart with us. I want to leave today, and I left with a little clip from Jim Caviezel last week, and I found another one this week that is just as powerful. So let's just listen in on that.
Your name may not appear down here in this world's hall of fame. In fact, you may be so unknown that no one knows your name. The Oscars and the praise of men may never come your way, but don't forget God has rewards that he'll hand out someday. This crowd on earth, they will soon forget when you're not at the top. They will cheer like mad until you fall, and then their praise will stop. Not God, he never does forget. And in his hall of fame, by just believing on his son, forever there's your name. I tell you, friend, I wouldn't trade my name, however small. It's written there beyond the stars in that celestial hall. For all the famous names on earth, or the glory that they share, I'd rather be an unknown here and have my name up there. God bless you.
Wow, what a powerful message just to remind us that our crowns aren't here on earth. You know, we are just vessels. And one day, we're going to trade all this in to walk on golden streets. in a way, in any way, I hope this show gets you closer to Christ. And if you're close to Christ, then I pray that this show will give you the infectiousness to share it with others. I'm going to leave you with that. Enjoy the music as we go out this week. God bless you. If the Lord doesn't come back, we'll be back next week. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off for Mix Sunday Morning.
Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.